So, thank you for agreeing to do the interview. Can I start by asking what's your name and profession?
Yeah, my name's Marie Kirkpatrick and I'm a video producer. I'm a freelancer, so I work kind of all over the place, really. When I'm shooting, it could be anywhere, but when I'm editing, I'll either work from home or in the office of wherever I'm working, but it's usually Vauxhall.
So, why did you choose to be a video producer?
Well, to be honest, I sort of decided that I wanted to travel and I didn't have any money to do it. So I thought a good way to do it might be to work for charities making videos for them. And that was it, really. So I called them up and that's sort of how I got my first job.
What does a typical day look like in when you're producing?
If I'm out on a shoot, like the one I just did in Sierra Leone, a typical day would start very early at about 6 in the morning, get all the equipment together, have breakfast, and then get in a car. And it'll usually be about a 20-minute to several hour drive to wherever we're going to shoot, which is normally in a community. Probably down some very bumpy roads, and then typically spend the whole day in the community filming, talking to people, doing interviews, getting sort of B-roll to fill in the interviews. And then it usually gets dark in most African countries at about 6:30, so that's when you have to stop and get back in the car again, go back along the bumpy road to the hotel, have a beer.
And what personal qualities do you think you need to be a producer?
I think to do the shoots that I typically do, you probably need to be fairly sort of on the ball in terms of it can be like, I don't know, it's quite difficult shooting these places sometimes because there's a lot going on. So you have to work well under pressure, I suppose. Keep an eye on what's going on around you. And you also have to be fairly organized because if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you realize you haven't got a spare battery and the camera dies, you'll be in trouble.
Can you describe one or two processes or services that you provide?
Okay, so a service I provide would be to edit the footage that I've shot into a film for whichever charity I'm working for. So when I come back from a trip with a whole bunch of footage, I have to import that into my editing system, organize it into different bins for each day, and then probably write a script, like a sort of outline of what you think the film might look like, and then cut it all together.
What do you like best and least about your job?
I mean, I love the travel. I love traveling, and I get to go to lots of very fascinating places in the middle of nowhere, which is great. What I like least, I think the fact that you have to be extremely organized. Well, in terms of being an editor, you have to be quite technically minded, and you're supposed to know all the stuff about frame rates and about, different formatting methods and all that stuff. And I'm not very technically minded, so I find the editing side a bit trickier sometimes.
So, how do you think this line of work will change in the future?
Well, for sure, the cameras that I use will keep changing and getting more advanced. I mean, even in the last several years, I mean, every time I go on a shoot, there's a new model of camera that I have to learn how to use. I mean, they're all quite similar, but they just have little improvements. And I'm pretty sure that, not to get too, technical, but DSLRs are going to have improved sound facilities in the next few years, which will mean that the sort of typical digital cameras that I shoot on will probably go out of fashion and people will start using DSLRs more. Yeah, technically it changes quite fast.
And where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years' time?
I hope. I mean, my real sort of dream is to make feature films for the cinema. So that's what I hope to be doing in 5 years in an ideal world.